In today's report, we review the domestic side of President George W. Bush's State of Confusion speech, in which he saves the heart of America one soul at a time with his new FBI or faith-based initiative.
Our fourth goal is to apply the compassion of America to the deepest problems of America. For so many in our country, the homeless and the fatherless, the addicted, the need is great. Yet there's power, wonder-working power, in the goodness and idealism and faith of the American people. Americans are doing the work of compassion every day, visiting prisoners, providing shelter for battered women, bringing companionship to lonely seniors. These good works deserve our praise, they deserve our personal support, and when appropriate, they deserve the assistance of the federal government. I urge you to pass both my faith-based initiative and the Citizen Service Act to encourage acts of compassion that can transform America one heart and one soul at a time. Last year, I called on my fellow citizens to participate in the USA Freedom Corps, which is enlisting tens of thousands of new volunteers across America. Tonight I ask Congress and the American people to focus the spirit of service and the resources of government on the needs of some of our most vulnerable citizens, boys and girls trying to grow up without guidance and attention, and children who have to go through a prison gate to be hugged by their mom or dad. I propose a $450 million initiative to bring mentors to more than a million disadvantaged junior high students and children of prisoners. Government will support the training and recruiting of mentors. Yet it is the men and women of America who will fill the need. One mentor, one person, can change a life forever, and I urge you to be that one person. Another cause of hopelessness is addiction to drugs. Addiction crowds out friendship, ambition, moral conviction, and reduces all the richness of life to a single destructive desire. As a government, we are fighting illegal drugs by cutting off supplies and reducing demand through anti-drug education programs. But for those already addicted, the fight against drugs is a fight for their own lives. Too many Americans in search of treatment cannot get it. So tonight I propose a new $600 million program to help an additional 300,000 Americans receive treatment over the next 3 years. Our nation is blessed with recovery programs that do amazing work. One of them is found at the Healing Place Church in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. A man in the program said, "God does miracles in people's lives, and you never think it could be you." Tonight, let us bring to all Americans who struggle with drug addiction this message of hope. The miracle of recovery is possible, and it could be you.
The Reverend President George W. Bush, proclaiming the wonder-working power of faith to overcome not only drug addiction, but the contradiction and omission of such unholy facts as his own uncompassionate execution of more beloved prisoners than any Texas governor, America's position as the world's greatest prison state, with 2 million behind bars representing one quarter of the world's prisoners and only 1/20th of the world population, the privatizing raid on Social Security for the elderly, the establishment of a volunteer corps to compensate for social service cuts, corporate subsidies, and tax breaks, where 52% goes to America's richest 1%. The renewal of the heroin trade in post-invasion Afghanistan, and the death through sanctions of 5,000 children a month in Iraq, where, of course, his troops keep marching on. Robert Knight, Flashpoints, New York.